Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, a Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier is sitting in for Chris Holman, and Wednesday, October 4th, we're on the road to Southfield, Michigan for cybersecurity event, It's Not If, It's When, presented by Foster Swift Attorneys and ASK. Here's a panel presentation delivered by Foster Swift Attorneys, John Mashney, Alex Ayer, and Taylor Gast.
Is that actually $30 for one or $30 for like $1,000? I don't remember. Josh?
So, depends on how good the account is, but I think that there seems to be a surplus of them available now, so it's probably a little lower.
Okay, that's what I thought, yes. I feel like we've seen more recent data, but bottom line, your social security number is probably available for sale somewhere. Just pointing out facts, this is actual data, we're not trying to scare people more than should be warranted, but you should be scared. So we're also going to talk about what we call cyber incidents response plan, and Josh talked about it as well. I think it's really important. If we're saying it's going to happen, it is going to happen. It's not if it's going to happen, it's when, then you need to have a plan in place for when it happens. So we're going to talk through that. We like to be a little bit more practical. We don't want to just talk about the law. We want to talk about how it affects everybody. So what we thought we would do is walk through three different scenarios. They're not specifically exactly what's happened, but we've taken different scenarios that we've worked on and kind of put them into these three different scenarios, and we'll kind of interrupt each other and walk through how the facts of what happened, and then legally what you're required to do, and the different options and decisions that need to be made at that point. So here is the first one. This is you, right?
So I'll walk through the first scenario here. So imagine, executives out on vacation, out of the country, somewhere with limited access to their cell phone, their work services, whether it's email, what have you. On a Friday afternoon, this individual's checking his email, finds an urgent email in his inbox from the CEO asking for a document that includes a list of all the organization's employees and their personal information. It's not uncommon for an HR individual to have access to a document like this. Quickly responds, it's very urgent, only has a limited amount of time to do this anyways, on vacation, so replies very quickly, attaches the document, maybe forwards an old version that they'd already sent. But then, they hit send, and they're sitting there thinking, wait a minute, what just happened? That doesn't feel right, I'm not sure about this. The email's out though, can't stop it, follows up with the CEO, gives him a call or shoots him an email, realizes it was a spoofed email, was not actually from the CEO, and now someone somewhere has all the employees' personal information. That might be W-2 information, tax information, could be a social security number, could be compensation levels, could be a number of different things. All of this is personally identifiable information. That's a big deal. So immediately, what do we do? What are we thinking about? What are some issues that a business should be thinking about? Well, number one, and actually even before a breach analysis occurs, I think actually the first bullet here should be just act fast, move quickly. I mean, the email's already out, but depending on the circumstance, the faster you act, the more we can either reverse, don't like to say reverse the damage necessarily because that might be setting a high bar here, but minimizing damage is absolutely a possibility in a scenario like this. The faster that anybody can act, the better. But we're going to perform some level of an analysis as to whether there's a breach. And oftentimes we talk about, is this an incident? Is this a breach? If this is a breach, that's a very specific term, and we're talking about very important requirements at that point. For instance, the state of Michigan has a breach notification law, so that'd be the second bullet point here. If there's a breach, and if there's really any risk of harm that any one individual would be negatively affected by the fact that somebody has their information due to this breach, they must be notified. Depending on the situation, and in this particular scenario that we dealt with, we actually had employees who are affected by this breach in nearly 20 states. Every single state has its own individual breach notification law. And these laws are changing on a yearly basis in a lot of cases. So when this occurs, we're pulling up every state's law. We're having to analyze, you know, what's the trigger? Do we need to notify everybody? Do we need to notify the state's attorney general? Do we need to notify every credit monitoring bureau? These are some things that we're thinking about. Some states require that you provide credit monitoring services. Obviously, we probably all have credit monitoring at this point, or at least have been offered it either through Equifax or some of the one of the many other breaches that we've all been, you know, victims of at this point. So that's kind of the initial phase. Those are some issues. We're also thinking about reputational harm, like John mentioned. The immediate impact and the immediate sort of concerns that we're often thinking.
We'll be back with more from the cybersecurity event, It's Not If, It's When, presented by Foster Swift Attorneys and ASK in Southfield, Michigan, on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.